Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malane.
Your number one news and talk station.
It is now 6 minutes to 8 o'clock, and we are about to engage in what I think is a very important conversation. The city of Cape Town is embarking on a survey to find out the impact, I suppose, and clarify some of the perceptions and myths that we hold about the influence that Airbnb has on the city of Cape Town. I'll be sharing details in a moment of how you can participate in that survey. One of the questions that came up, though, in conversation was around how body corporates are responding to more and more sectional title owners who are turning their homes into Airbnb. And here to help us think through that from the legal ramifications, I suppose, is a specialist in community schemes attorney at Paddox, Zelinda van der Merwe. Zelinda, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and good morning to the Cape Talk listeners as well.
I did not believe it when I read that one in four Airbnb rooms on the entire African continent are in Cape Town, which is very scary to think of. But I imagine a significant portion of those Airbnb rooms in Cape Town exists in community schemes, sectional title schemes, where there are body corporates, other homeowners obviously in the same scheme who need to be considered when it comes to starting up an Airbnb scenario. Legislation does not give us guidance, I would imagine, not quite yet, 100%. As to how we can deal with this, do they?
Yeah, definitely. So definitely mostly in sectional title schemes. The Sectional Titles Act, as well as the new Sectional Title Schemes Management Act that was effective from the 7th of October last year, doesn't define short-term letting. So you're quite correct. It doesn't give us much guidance there. So the first step for any owner and, of course, trustee and management structure in a sectional title scheme is to look at the registered or the approved management and conduct rules of the sectional title scheme. And, of course, these rules are going to be specific to the nature of the particular scheme that you live in or reside in. And, of course, it will set out whether or not short-term letting, including Airbnb, is prohibited or regulated or perhaps even ungoverned in a sectional title scheme. And the important thing to look at when reviewing these rules is to see whether or not a rule that does prohibit or regulate short-term letting in a scheme is reasonable. And in order to determine what is reasonable, you have to look at the particular nature of the sectional title scheme. You have a look at the location and the facilities the scheme has to offer. For example, in Cape Town, we've got the wonderful waterfronts and beachfronts. You have to look at whether or not the scheme has 24-hour security or access control. And if it's recreation facilities is what the holidaymakers are looking for, swimming pools, gyms, those type of things. And of course, when you have a look at the rules, you need to look at it in conjunction with the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act. And Section 10 of the Act says that rules have to be reasonable and they have to apply equally to all owners of units. And when reviewing and approving these amended rules, the new Community Scheme Ombuds Service will accept rules regulating short-term letting if it's reasonable and appropriate to the scheme. In this regard, the Community Scheme Ombuds Service has indicated that they will accept rules limiting the duration of short-term letting to periods of between 3 to 6 months, which is obviously not suited for the Airbnb method of short-term letting, but this is the approach that the Community Scheme Ombuds Service has taken when reviewing and approving rules. And obviously only once the Community Scheme Ombuds Service has approved these rules will they become enforceable in a scheme. Now, most of the complaints that we've received in practice is about the conduct or the behavior of the short-term tenants. And many schemes believe that it is the short-term tenants and the Airbnb guests or visitors that are causing behavioral issues in the scheme, which is, of course, not necessarily the case. And in most instances, this type of behavior results in nuisance and disturbance to other residents in the scheme. And I think the biggest concern being security risks. However, the rules of the scheme should regulate this conduct and behavior. And in this regard, the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act provides that the rules of the scheme, they don't only bind the owners of sections, but they bind any person that occupies a section, which includes these short-term tenants or Airbnb guests. And our opinion at Paddox is not to prohibit or ban short-term letting in sectional title schemes, which could unreasonably infringe on an owner's proprietary rights in other words, obtaining a nice high rental income for their property, but rather the body corporate should ensure that their conduct rules address their concerns relating to these behavioral and conduct issues of their residents, the long-term as well as the short-term residents. For example, noise, parking, access control and security, and of course to enforce a reasonable and fair fining rule, which will ensure that this undesirable conduct isn't too big of an issue in a scheme.
All beautiful and clear. Zelinda, I think in the next week or two, we're going to need to invite you back onto the show so that you can take calls from listeners as well. Because in the absence of legislation and bylaws that determine what we need to do, it then does come down to what is reasonable and what is not. Zelinda van der Merwe is a specialist community schemes attorney at PEDOX. We certainly invite you to go to capetown.gov.za and look for the survey. It's a comment on short-term rentals in Cape Town, as it is called. You have until the 13th of October to comment on obviously your experience and what you are seeing and witnessing in Cape Town. We'll bring you many of these conversations in the weeks to come. It's 8 o'clock.